Welcome to JD's Lab, a writer's lab for self-publishing by Dr. John Drain. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your audience.
This is Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing future. In writer communities, it is common practice to learn from celebrities. But is a celebrity's journey always what it appears to be? And is their journey a representation of your journey as a writer and self-publisher? Celebrities who are undoubtedly talented writers, however, are not always talented at being a celebrity. Many writers are arguably quite introverted and very comfortable in their own company. The thought of another author talk or celebrity panel a long way from home can be a stressful journey to navigate in the publishing program. This came to light quite vividly one evening when I switched on to a favourite TV show by ABC, which is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. It was called Take Five, where celebrity musicians were interviewed. The show was run by Zan Rowe, a talented broadcaster in her own right, and an extremely empathic and revealing interviewer. The guest that night was Missy Higgins, the famous Australian folk singer. Her celebrity was without question and from an early age. However, her life during her early celebrity period was not as it seemed. This article and podcast looks at this interview with fresh eyes from the point of view of the budding writer, or for that matter, any creative person. We discover the real difference between success and journey. Now, remember at JD's Lab, we help you to think like a writer. An entrepreneur and scientist, a powerful mix. So buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast series with an interesting mixture of AI and real human narrators. Discovering my authentic journey through Missy Higgins' story, a personal reflection on life and journey. Ever felt like you're on the outside looking in, amidst a world that seems to applaud everyone else but you? This is a personal reflection that I wrote recently after watching an interview of Missy Higgins, the Australian singer-songwriter and folk singer. It related to the fact that although I had achieved so much in my life and was respected in my personal and business life, that I never felt connected, recognized, or even worthy. My story began years ago with that all too familiar feeling of being on the fringe. As I observed industry giants, Silicon Valley avatars, Hollywood celebrities, famous writers, and then the hierarchy of social media, influence, and followers, I couldn't help but wonder, where do I fit into this? The pursuit of connection, recognition, and acceptance became a consistent theme in my life. This changed dramatically on an ordinary weekday night while tuning into an ABC Australian Broadcasting Corporation interview between Zan Rowe and Missy Higgins on a show called Take Five, which takes five favourite songs of Missy's, or any musician, and her reflection about the song and its meaning. What started as a typical show took an unexpected turn, morphing into what felt like a cathartic session, as Zan played the song by Colin Hayes called Waiting for My Real Life to Begin. The atmosphere shifted. Missy's tears, Van's embrace, and Missy's revelation about her journey, which seemed outwardly like success nirvana, where she had gained international success early in her life as a celebrity, adolescent singer, songwriter. However, her story revealed more how this experience related to her ongoing world journey and her success, which resonated profoundly. Missy dismantled the conventional story of success. Success nirvana wasn't what it seemed. Instead, her real life unfolded in the pursuit of finding a partner and building a family, a perspective that challenged superficial societal norms and expectations about celebrity. This revelation prompted a re-evaluation of my own journey. From early on, I had adopted the notion that success was a destination to be reached through hard work and perseverance. But did I perhaps subconsciously believe that I wasn't truly worthy of it, and that it was always something elusive and just over the horizon? A quote by T.S. Eliot, famous mid-century poet, lingered in my mind. It read, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." This became a guiding principle as I grappled with the concept of creative success, questioning whether Missy's real life was already part of her life journey. The persistent inner voice questioned, where was my creative success, my breakthrough, my moment in the spotlight? Or was it possible that I was already there, manifested in the journey I had undertaken and the life that was unfolding? Missy's story became a compass of sorts, helping me navigate the tumultuous waters of self-doubt and external expectations of me. It led me to question the essence of success and recognize that just maybe the journey itself is the destination.
On-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute slots. An affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher and entrepreneur, Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. Our podcast page on johndrain.net.
In the end, discovering my authentic journey isn't just about Missy Higgins' story. It's about all of us who have felt like outsiders, alienated, and who have questioned our worthiness even, and who have tirelessly pursued a future version of success. It's a reminder that life is the objective, not success. And it's a dynamic personal journey. And sometimes our real life journey is happening right now, waiting to be acknowledged and embraced. Remember, at JD Slab, we help you to think like a writer, an entrepreneur, and a scientist, a powerful mix. So keep listening in.
Thanks for visiting JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast. To get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions, see our podcast page on johndrain.net.